USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Republicans blocked an effort Thursday to amend the COVID relief bill passed earlier this week to boost the included stimulus checks up to $2,000. Democrats had tried to pass the amendment by unanimous consent. That failure now leaves the $900 billion aid package in limbo. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says the stimulus checks are one thing that Democrats and the president actually agree on. They are not enough to boost the economy.
Believe it or not, Democrats agree with the president, at least to the extent that we need to sign this bill now. $600 is certainly not enough for individuals who have been struggling these past 7 months, and it isn't enough to provide the boost our economy needs.
Democrats say they'll bring a bill to the floor next week for an up or down vote on the increase in the stimulus checks. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A salon owner in Oregon is firing back at the state over Governor Kate Brown's coronavirus stay-at-home order. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
An Oregon salon owner who reopened her business in defiance of the state's stay-at-home order earlier this year has filed a civil rights lawsuit against Democratic Governor Kate Brown. Lindsey Graham, who runs a glamour salon in downtown Salem, was fined $14,000 in May after she continued to operate her business despite an executive order from Brown that forced businesses such as salons to close amid the coronavirus pandemic. Court documents show the salon owner is seeking $100,000 in damages as a result of her business that was forced to close and the $14,000 fine that was issued against her by the Oregon Occupational Safety and Health Division. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The President and the First Lady delivered their annual Christmas message Thursday, specifically thanking medical professionals and scientists for all of their work during the pandemic.
We are delivering millions of doses of a safe and effective vaccine that will soon end this terrible pandemic and save millions and millions of lives. We're grateful for all of the scientists, researchers, manufacturing workers, and service members who have worked tirelessly to make this breakthrough possible. It is truly a Christmas miracle.
During this wonderful time of year, we also give thanks for the brave and selfless Americans who keep us safe. We are forever grateful for the men and women of law enforcement and the heroes of the United States military.
In this holy season, we thank God for His infinite love, and we pray that the light of His glory will forever shine on this magnificent land. On behalf of Melania and the entire Trump family, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And the Detroit Lions will be without their head coach on Saturday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Daryl Bevel won't coach the team due to COVID-19 protocols. Four defensive coaches will also miss the game. The Lions had asked the league to push the game back to Sunday, which would give their coaches enough time to become eligible to rejoin the team. The league, however, declined to move the contest. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.